You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, don't say you haven't dreamed about attaching a motor to your wheelie bin, but rather than idly speculate about how that might be like, Michael Wallhead did something about it. He's now the owner of the fastest wheelie bin in the world. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
And of course, congratulations to you. Now, as I understood it, you used a motorbike engine. Was there a lot of trial and error in getting everything to work properly?
Yes, there was. So the most of the trial and error actually came from the stability within the design, as it were. So I actually started off with a four-wheeled variant of the bin, but ended up going with a trike because it was much more stable, believe it or not.
Right. And to get the record, do you have to sit into the bin and drive it?
Yep, that's it. So it's kind of like a squatting position, I'd say. You're not fully sort of seated, but basically just trying to get the center of gravity as low as possible. Again, it all comes down to the stability. That's the biggest issue that we've had. Obviously, the faster you go, the worse it gets as well. So,
yeah, because I suppose that bin isn't very aerodynamic. Does it keep wanting the faster you go to kind of wants to tip over?
Yeah, so we call it squarodynamic. Yeah, the faster you go, the worse it gets. And I think, so the official Guinness record is actually 55 mile an hour. And we've actually done 66 mile an hour now, which, you know, you're at highway speeds there. If you put your hand out of the window when you're driving down the road in your car, you know, you realize that sort of force on the sides of a wheelie bin. There's a lot of force wanting to tip you over there.
And what are the rules to get the record? Do you have to have the lid down?
You don't know. So there's actually, there is some guidance. A lot of it's around having an unmodified silhouette of the wheelie bin. So you're not allowed to have like wheels that protrude out to the front. It's got to still look like a wheelie bin. And they were actually quite funny about us running a wheelie bar on the back as well, which again was more of a safety thing for stability. But the bin lid can be open or closed, but we actually found that the squarodynamics were a little bit better with the bin lid open. It just helps like the air reconnect on the back of the bin. So there's quite a lot of thought that's gone into it. We looked at ground effect and trying to bring some air from underneath the bin as well, but it's a giant brick, you know. It's not made for going fast.
No, indeed, it's not. But when the lid is down, I imagine it's banging off the back of the bin all the time, is it?
No, it kind of just goes out and then goes into its natural sort of most aerodynamic form. We did actually look at whether we should like try and put the bin. So I'm a design engineer by trade, so I do have some access to sort of CFD technology, and we looked at like trying to model the bin with the lid sort of in different increments open, and it just kind of naturally finds its own resting point and just stays there, actually.
Okay, that's cool. And so when you're in the bin, driving the bin, can you steer it in different directions, or is it just straight?
Yeah, so generally it wants to go straight because it's got a fixed rear axle off a go-kart. So it'll want to go straight, but when you do turn, it wants to go onto two wheels and it naturally wants to tip over. But it's set up for stability, for straight line. So the steering actually self-centers. You could actually, if it wasn't for the throttle and the brake, you could actually theoretically drive it without your hands on the steering wheel. And it'll always go straight. But it doesn't make it any easier. It's still absolutely terrifying.
And how long did you have to drive it for at 66 miles an hour to get the record?
So in most land speed record attempts, you have to go two ways, one way, and then you come. So it, basically, it's there to negate any wind effects or any, you know, if you're driving down a hill. So you have to head north and then come back south, or east and then come back west, for example. But with this, the Guinness team were happy with just like a one-way pass. And it's all about peak speed, so you don't actually have to maintain that speed.
Can you, do you think it could go even faster?
Oh, definitely. 100%. So I've not actually had it. The gearing is there for much longer. It, theoretically, if you could get it up to speed, it should do around 89 mile an hour. But the problem is having somewhere that's flat enough and long enough, but also finding the minerals to be able to do it as well, because it gets very, very sketchy at the top end.
Yes, I would imagine so. But you form in doing these kind of things before. You also created a drivable suitcase.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so I was actually in an airport, and somebody went past with some children, and they were pulling the children on the trunky suitcases. And I kind of looked at those and I thought, why do they not do an adult version of those? So yeah, I did a suitcase with a 200cc Honda engine as well, which, as far as I'm aware, it's the only one that exists. But there isn't an official record attempt for that yet.
Okay, well, you don't need to, because you've got the only one. So you just kind of squat on the suitcase and drive along with it.
Yep, that's it. Off you go. Storage capacity is slightly limited, and I'm not sure how they'd find you getting on a plane with a tank of petrol. Maybe that might be an issue, but yeah, it does about 40 mile an hour.
Crikey, that's good. Yeah, I'd imagine the kind of the weight limits on baggage, you might exceed them if you've got a motor in there.
Yeah, perhaps. We'll have to get some sort of deal with the airlines, I think, on that one.
And Michael, what happens to the bin now?
So the last time I ran it, actually, it would have gone quicker, but I did four quarter mile passes in succession, and it's actually air cooled. It's a two-stroke air cooled engine from a Suzuki, and with the engine being inside the bin, the biggest issue is actually keeping it cool. So after every run, I've got a leaf blower inside the bin, which we kind of point down onto the engine just to get some airflow over the engine and cool it off. But inevitably, after four passes on the drag strip, it eventually destroyed the engine. Mm-hmm. So I'm in phases of kind of rebuilding it now, and I'm still looking for the next challenge. Ideally, I'd love to take it up Goodwood, the Goodwood Hill. But yeah, whether we can make that happen or not, I'm not sure.
It'll never go back to just being a bin anymore.
No, I might use it as a daily commuter.
Yeah.
We'll see. Save some money on MOT and tax.
Would it be easy to park? I imagine it would.
There's no reverse.
Oh yeah, okay, that's you can just get out and pull it, I suppose, really be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Michael, congratulations to you. Michael Wallhead, thanks a million.
Yeah, thank you very much. And if anybody wants to have anything, if anybody wants to have a look anywhere else, there's some information on YouTube under Mike_Wallhead. Thanks for your time.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.